Welcome home. I'm your host, Suzanne Bazarko, and I'm so happy you're here. This is our space to explore all things yoga and mindfulness, from morning stretches to meditation before bedtime, from schedules to simplifying home life for more sanity. We will tap into emotions and tackle tasks. Together, we will create the yogic home filled with health, happiness, and sustainable habits. We are here to create a yoga-inspired home and a yoga-inspired life that is organized and energized. Let's get started. Welcome home. Suzanne here, and I'm ready to share with you this April episode of the Yogic Home podcast. Remember that the Yogic Home is broken down into three categories: home, obviously, health, and happiness. Q1 of 2022 is dedicated to the home. Topics like decluttering, thinking about air quality, bringing positive energy into the home, things like that. Q2 of 2022, we are moving on to health. And out of necessity lately, I've had to focus a lot on mental health. So let's start there. So to share some very sad news that I wouldn't feel authentic if I didn't go ahead and share this with you, but my mom passed away at the beginning of April, and it has been 100% the most painful feeling I have ever experienced. It's like the wind got knocked right out of me, that kind of painful. It's the type of loss that sends the thoughts on a roller coaster ride. And it sets the heart racing and the breathing becomes belabored, almost panic inducing. And I'll tell you, the one thing that has truly helped me has been pranayama, or the yogic breathing. So pranayama is one of the 8 limbs of yoga, and its calming capabilities are tangible. You will truly feel the difference when you use these techniques. And on the podcast, I have done several episodes. You can scroll back through previous episodes back to when it was the Feelings Fitness podcast. And I've gone through a number of these breathwork styles. And I will tell you that I have 3 favorites that honestly I use all the time. And you can go back and listen to some more of the details. You can Google these breathwork styles, whatever works for you. But I challenge you to check them out and to really get good at using them, because you really want to learn these techniques before you need them. Because had I been in this moment of almost losing my breath in such a, you know, sad, almost panicked state, I wouldn't have had the tool right at my fingertips to get me through it. As I truly work on healing my heart, I use pranayama to help guide the way. So the 3 styles that really I have found super helpful within my yoga practice and just within life, so this on the mat and off the mat type of yoga: 1, the Ujjayi breath, which is spelled U-J-J-A-Y-I if you're trying to look it up. And this one means victorious breath, meaning I am going to be victorious over this feeling that is really taking over me, and find a positive way, find some peace of mind within a tough situation. So using that Ujjayi breath, you can feel victorious over feelings of feeling deflated and feeling lost and confused and just all kinds of out of sorts. So that this Ujjayi breath is really where you close the mouth and you breathe in through the nose. And as you exhale, so on that inhale, breathing in through the nose, and on the exhale, the mouth is closed, but you constrict the back of the throat so that you can hear the sound that it's making. And it really calms the mind and it calms the body. So Ujjayi breath is a go-to for me, like I said, in a yoga practice and just in life in general when I feel frazzled. And then the next breath technique that I find super valuable is Nadi Shodhana, which is simply alternate nostril breathing. And this one, you'll take your right hand and you're going to use your right ring finger and your right thumb, and you're going to place both of them on the crease of your nose. So that ring finger goes on the left crease and the thumb goes on the right crease. And you are going to close off the left nostril with that ring finger, and you're going to breathe in through the right. And then you're going to close off the right, releasing the left, and you are going to exhale out through the left. Then breathe in through the left, close it off with that ring finger, release the right, and exhale out through the right. And that is one full round of Nadi Shodhana. And that one really just balances both sides of the body. So using that alternate nostril breathing. The third one that I absolutely love too is called box breath. And this one is, you think about it like a square. And each breath is going to be four counts. And then you're also going to pause at the top and at the bottom. So this one, I always love to say that it has been used by Navy SEALs. So if the Navy SEALs can use it in stressful situations, I'm pretty certain that it can help us find peace of mind just in general life circumstances. So box breathing, you are going to breathe in through the nose for a count of four. Hold at the top for a count of four. Breathe out for a count of four. And hold at the bottom for a count of four. So everything you're doing is in a count of four. So the inhale, the exhale, and then holding it at the top and the bottom for four counts. And this one, again, super soothing, super calming, and it really sets that mind-body connection in motion, and it really calms that nervous system that goes haywire when things get stressful. So for me, I have been using a lot of breath work as I deal with grieving the loss of my beloved mother. I hope you find this helpful. And I will be coming to you again. Another thing that has helped me get through some of this grieving process is another limb of the eight limbs of yoga. So I hope you'll join me back here for another episode of the Yogic Home. Until then, I hope you find ways to feel organized and energize mind, body, and spirit. Yoga can offer so much inspiration to live a meaningful and fulfilled life. With each episode of the Yogic Home, you are getting the tools to create a yoga-inspired home and live a yoga-inspired life. I encourage you to take what you have learned today and implement it into your home. Please let me know what you have used and how it has worked for you. Connect with me over at Feelings Fitness Family on Instagram and Facebook, or via email, Suzanne, S-U-Z-A-N-N-E, at feelingsfitness.com. Head over to the website www.feelingsfitness.com for more resources. I wish for you a yoga-inspired life that feels organized and energized.